Ontario gaming landscape to change with iGaming Ontario Act. The iGaming industry in Ontario is set to be transformed after the passage of Bill 216, which introduced the iGaming Ontario Act. The new legislation establishes iGaming Ontario, iGO, as an independent agency and no longer a subsidiary of the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO. The change will take effect at the beginning of 2025, with iGO governed by its own board of directors. iGaming Ontario to operate independently. Since its launch in July 2021, iGO has operated under the umbrella of AGCO as defined by the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario Act 2019. However, this arrangement will end with the implementation of Schedule 9 of Bill 216, which was passed on November 6, 2024. Ontario's Attorney General Doug Downey's office has welcomed the change, say it has the potential to improve iGO's governance and ensure continued success in the province's growing iGaming sector. The move also addresses concerns raised by Ontario's Auditor General regarding potential conflicts of interest under the previous governance model. Quote, "This change would strengthen iGO's governance and accountability structure and position the agency as a competitive employer, addressing a conflict of interest concern." Ontario Attorney General spokesperson, "A strategic move for a maturing market. iGO has played an important role in managing private operators since the province opened its market in April 2022, while AGCO has maintained its regulatory responsibilities. With iGO becoming a standalone entity, the organization can focus entirely on expanding its operational capabilities and market influence without overlapping with AGCO's regulatory role. The AGCO will continue overseeing the broader gaming industry, including the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Corporation, OLG, and other commercial operators. Ontario's iGaming market has seen steady growth. iGO's fiscal Q1-2024-25 report revealed an iGaming handle of $18.4 billion Canadian dollars, a 31% increase from the $14 billion Canadian dollars reported during the same period the previous year. Additionally, the number of active player accounts rose to nearly 1.9 million, reflecting heightened engagement. By creating a more agile and independent iGO, Ontario is positioning itself to remain a leader in the iGaming industry. As other provinces consider adopting similar models, Ontario's new framework could serve as a helpful reference for addressing governance challenges and adapting to changing market demands.